you were editor of Match of the Day for the Hillsborough edition. And I know that Des was up there for that semi-final. He was due to come back to the studio. It was the only Match of the Day in living memory, and ever since or before, that had no football. What are your memories of that day?
It was it was an amazing day in a way, because I turned up for work as I normally would about 1:30 in the afternoon, and Des and Jimmy Hill had asked whether they could go to one of the semi-finals. You've got to remember, this is the context of this is the games were 3:00 in the afternoon with no live television. And it was our turn to have both of them, but both as recorded highlights. In fact, the other game was Everton. And Des and Jimmy asked whether they could go to a game just to get a feel for the semi-final and 10 minutes before the end, leave and get back in good time. And they chose Hillsborough, and they chose Liverpool Forest. So I said, fine. So I was there, and invariably we were all in a small room watching the games. And I had two people who asked to come in to watch the game, Jarvis Astair, who then was chairman of Wembley Stadium, and Sir Brian Wolfson, who was, I think, the CEO of Wembley. And he was a Liverpudlian, and they just couldn't get to the game. And I sat with them, and they spotted 5 to 3, that there was one real section really full and three sections not full. And they queried that, and they were experienced people. Obviously, what happened then happened, and my job then was to ferry information really through to Grandstand, who invariably used the Match of the Day team to keep them up to date with score lines and scorers. But obviously we were suddenly dealing with a totally different issue. I was then in touch with Desmond and Jimmy, and I asked them to stay as long as they needed to, but make sure they could get back. I then, once it became obvious that this was a really very, very serious situation, we had to ask ourselves whether we could put the programme on the air. But I was very keen that the programme stayed in the schedule, because what would have replaced it would have been an extended news bulletin. And I felt we knew more about the subject matter. In fact, I knew we knew more about the subject matter. And we also had two guys, very experienced guy, a brilliant broadcaster in Desmond, and a football man in Jimmy, who would have seen it firsthand. So we managed to win that battle, and then we went on the air and we did a shortened Match of the Day programme. And Des spoke to the pictures that we could put out. Obviously, some of these pictures were very distressing, so we had to be very careful. We managed to get a live two-way, because Hillsborough's OB was still up, with Graham Kelly, and I really appreciated him coming on. He'd been the CEO of the FA for a week, you know, wow. We couldn't get a government minister, strangely enough. And when we came off the air, we reflected on a job well done, but a programme we'd never have wished to have made in a million years.
No.
My brother was at that game, and he'd been in the Crush the previous year, and he said, I'm not going to go to that semi-final. And he managed to get a ticket in the stand above it. And 5 minutes before we went on air, I just rang my mother, and she was a widow. And I rang her and I said, you're right. She said, yeah, David's not home yet. I said, should I be worried? I said, no, you shouldn't be worried. You know, they'll all be struggling to get home. But I was worried for her. And the first call I made after the programme was to check, and he just got in. So, you know, this is real life. Real life.
And the scars of Hillsborough still run deep.
They do, yeah.
Through Liverpool and always will do.
They will do, yeah.
For Liverpool Football Club.
It's a pivotal moment in the history.